Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Green and Growing here on your Odyssey app, where we download your favorite podcast at Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, 1250amthefan.com. Follow me at Sparky Radio. Nathan Marzion, follow him at Nathan Marzion. As we talk about the Bucks and Andre Jackson Jr., Malik Beasley has been out. Andre Jackson Jr. has been getting the start and has played fairly well. He plays defense. He brings energy. And before the break, I said, maybe I owe him an apology. Will I apologize? No, not yet. It's December. I'm not apologizing yet. And what I'm supposed to be apologizing for, I think, is me, and really Nathan was a part of this too, pretty much saying he can't shoot at all. I mean, he's horrible. And he has hit more threes than I thought he'd hit at this point, and has been far better hitting the three than I thought he would be coming into the season. Am I there to apologize yet? Not yet. If he's still shooting this way come February, then maybe I'll get on board. But again, I mean, we're not at Christmas yet. So from that perspective, impressed early though. Definitely impressed. He brings a lot to the table. But really at the end of the day, the question is going to be whether or not he should stay in that starting lineup instead of Malik Beasley when Malik Beasley is healthy and can play again. What say you, Nathan Marzion?
I definitely see the case for it. I see people, you know, and I think some of the, like, Beasley needs to be in the second unit stuff is a little overblown, because I'm like, they're really good with their starting five out there. Like, that five together has played really well. They look good. They, you know, and no, Beasley's not a great defender, and I know having him next to Dame, like, that's a disadvantage defensively in the backcourt, but they've played them down the stretch, and like, their defense down the stretch has been good. So I feel like they lock in when they need to and all that. I do like their starting lineup, but I understand, again, people saying, hey, Andre Jackson gives you a little bit of the energy, the defense. He's a winning type of player. Like, he's going to make the right plays offensively. And yeah, I mean, he's been hitting his shots, which I still don't know, because his misses are so ugly that it's like, yes. Okay, I can't tell if he's actually a good shooter or if he's just getting lucky on some of these, because, and I mean, I'm really not trying to discredit him. Like, we might be dead wrong. He might end up just being a decent shooter, but I'm like, the shot still looks ugly and it'll go in and you're like, okay, cool. It went in, but it did not look pretty. And then, you know, he had one off the side of the backboard the other night. He has had several air balls where I'm like, okay, is he a good shooter? Or is he just going, like, I don't know. It's just kind of all over the place. It's pretty erratic. Maybe I think he might be a better just in just straight up corner 3-point shooter than I gave him credit for. You know, I don't know if going back to college, if that was something he was good at in college, I don't remember, but you know, maybe that's something that he's worked on, is just hitting shots kind of from that area, because that's where he's getting most of them and he's been decent on them. So yeah, but I see both sides to it, and I see people saying, you know, I understand people want Beasley coming off the bench being kind of that scoring, shooting, giving you that pop off the bench. But I mean, as of right now, I'm probably still starting Beasley. I think as long as Jackson gets some minutes off the bench, you know, I don't want him to be playing 3 minutes and like not getting any run. I feel like he deserves some run. And then you can continue to really see what you have in this guy and see, you know, is his shooting going to stay pretty good? Is his defense consistent? Is he, you know, consistently making plays, or does it come and go? Because again, I have a hard time starting a rookie second round pick on a championship team. Like, I just have a hard time doing that. And it's like, we've talked about this with AJ Green. We've talked about it with Andre Jackson, with Marjon Beauchamp. These are guys that, you know, yes, they're playing well. Yes, they are productive players overall. But when you put a guy in your starting lineup, or when you talk about playing a guy a ton in a playoff series, those have to be guys that you trust consistently, not guys that, okay, they can have a game or two, or, you know, they have their moments, but it comes and goes. Like Marjon right now, kind of on both ends. It's like, yeah, he'll have a couple good games, but then there's moments he disappears. There's moments he doesn't look good defensively. That's someone that I don't have firm trust in playing big minutes in a playoff series until I see that. Because again, it's more about consistency. It's more about reliability come playoff time. So with Jackson, again, it's hard to put a guy like that in the starting lineup until you see it a little bit more consistently. He's been good. He's been solid. But again, there have been moments where he comes out and he doesn't look that good. He gets a couple fouls and all of a sudden it's like he's back on the bench. So I don't know. But and maybe I'm fine with it. You know, do it in a regular season here. You can keep him in the starting lineup for a little bit. Again, just experiment with it. See what you got. And you can always go back to Malik Beasley in a month or two or whenever, you know, and then just go with that the rest of the way or go with whoever the rest of the way. If they make a trade, I don't care. But I don't know. I'm not going to sit there and commit to Malik Beasley Andre Jackson has to be the starter, you know, going forward. Malik Beasley needs to be on the bench going forward. Like that should be what they roll with. No, you know, I think it can be something they experiment with. It can be something they try out. But as of right now, if I trust five players, you know, if it's a game seven of the finals right now, I am putting in Malik Beasley in my starting lineup and going with the five.
Let me ask you this. Do you think this team goes through droughts when, say, Giannis is off the floor to where they need that score that they don't have on the floor as part of that second unit? Because coming in, it was, well, Bobby Portis will provide scoring. You don't really have that guard. Connaughton is more missed than hit outside maybe the playoffs, as Marzan points out. But outside of that, Cameron Payne has shot the ball better probably than I thought coming into the season as well. But that would be the argument for me is you need more instant offense off the bench with that second unit, and that's why you make that move. I don't think Beasley coming off of the first unit affects them offensively. It definitely...
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Doesn't hurt them defensively because, I mean, he plays hard. He tries. He's just not that guy like Lillard. So for me, I see the reason why you do it. If you think that second unit needs offense because you're struggling and when these benches come in, you're losing that game time and time again. What would you say to that? Do you think there's droughts consistently with this team once, you know, a couple of these starters go off the floor?
To me, my bigger problem with the second unit is the defense. And that's, I think, an argument to keep Jackson on the second unit because they have been really bad defensively when, you know, Payne's on the court, Pat's on the court, Bobby's on the court, and they have that second unit come in. And like you take Giannis out, you know, Giannis sits second half of the first quarter and it's okay. Dame, Chris is usually sitting at that point. It's going to be Dame, possibly Cameron Payne, and a pretty, you know, just a weak defensive second unit. I think that I like having Andre Jackson in that role because their first unit has been good defensively overall. You know, you look at the minutes with that starting five playing, they've been good on both ends. Like their defensive rating is good. Their offensive rating is really good. I think that they can play good defense when that starting five is out there. And then it's like, okay, the problems have come with that second unit. The problems have come with the guys off the bench struggling to play defense, just not having a lot of defenders off the bench. And that'll help, you know, when you have, or get helped when you have Jay Crowder back because he's, you know, a defensive minded player. But I don't really see the offense as much of an issue. I think, you know, you've got Bobby to get points off the bench. Campaign can get points off the bench when he's, you know, on. Obviously Pat when he's on is a good shooter. So I think they've got a decent amount of offense off the bench. And usually those lineups are going to have one of, you know, Dame or Giannis with them that, okay, those guys can carry the load offensively. You don't need a guy to really completely carry the load. It's more of a secondary complementary role off the bench. So to me, I'd rather have the defense off the bench. I'd rather have someone who can, when that starting five, which is good defensively, breaks up. Okay. But you've still got this defender you can put out there next to Dame, or even when Dame sits, you know, having Andre Jackson out there for perimeter defense is, I think, beneficial because again, we just haven't with Payne and Bobby, those have been the two biggest ones where, and they're the ones that play the most off the bench. They're the two biggest culprits of like kind of the defense has been really bad when they're on the court. So
let me ask you this. Where are you at with Marjon Beauchamp defensively when he's on the floor?
again, it's inconsistent. I think he's definitely
Jackson,
one of...
You trust Jackson more than Beauchamp defensively.
Yes, yes. And Marjon is better defensively than, you know, the guys I just mentioned, Bobby or Campaign. Yes, like I'm not saying he sucks defensively, but I haven't seen it consistently. I don't think he's some, as of right now, I don't think he's like a game changer defensively. I don't think he's some answer of, again, someone you can consistently in a playoff series put on good players and he'll lock them down. I don't see that right now. So to me, like on both ends right now, he seems like he's a pretty good overall player and he's just inconsistent, which is normal for a young player, but he's inconsistent. He's not super reliable, kind of similar to what we saw from like Dante was always this way and he had a little bit more reliable defense, but like offensively, you just, there'd be games where he had 20 and you're like, okay, like he looked really good offensively and his shot was on, he was, you know, scoring around the rim. And then all of a sudden you go back to like, okay, now tonight it's like, he can't do anything offensively and there's nothing he can really hang his hat on like that. And that's kind of how I feel with Marjon, where it's just like, okay, offensively, what is the one thing that, and even defensively, what do you have that you can consistently bring? He'll bring you some shooting sometimes. He'll bring you some finishing sometimes. And the transition stuff has been pretty bad, but you know, at times he'll make plays and then defensively he'll have games where he's really good, but then he has games where he struggles getting around screens and stuff. It's just, there's nothing that I'm like, I trust him consistently to do that. And that's where I'm just kind of like, okay, I don't know what, I don't know how to feel about him. I don't know how much trust I have in him. Defensively, I definitely have more trust in Andre Jackson than pretty much any of their role players, you know, on the perimeter for sure. Like he can get too many fouls sometimes, but I just think he's better at staying in front of guys than anyone else on that team, you know, on the perimeter. So yeah, that's the guy I'd rather have off the bench when you in the lineups that you really are struggling defensively, putting Andre Jackson in there more would help. So my take would be not that Andre Jackson needs to be starting and, you know, all that. It would be, he needs more minutes off the bench is my take. Like, I think he should be playing more. I'm not saying, you know, he's not some answer defensively, but he just, I think it'd be better off the bench than starting.
He is Nathan Marzan. Follow him on Twitter at Nathan Marzan. You can follow me at Sparky Radio. Check out all the stuff I do over at 1250amthefan.com. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about Damian Lillard and how we view Damian Lillard. Like, what were our expectations of Lillard when the Bucks acquired him this offseason? And then has he met the expectations of Bucks fans to this point? We'll discuss that next here on the Green and Growing Podcast. Download it on your Odyssey app or wherever you download your favorite podcast at. Check us out on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page as well, where we do live streaming videos of these pretty much every time we do one.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.